No need to ever scrounge for change again. That was the promise when the city launched Park Mobile in March. A quick phone call or tap of a mobile app would feed the meter at any uptown street spot. The plan was to do a big promotional push for the system a month or so after the March launch. But there were problems right off the bat, says Charlotte Department of Transportation spokeswoman Doreen Szymanski.
We were hoping it would run a little more smoothly than it did, but we've really run into communication problems.
The payment information wasn't updating into the handheld devices used by parking enforcement to issue tickets. During Park Mobile's first month uptown, 26 people, 6% of the total, were wrongly ticketed. Szymanski says it was nearly enough to make her pull the plug on the system.
I think the percentage should be close to zero all the time because you should have that information and you shouldn't be issuing erroneous tickets.
Full disclosure here, I got one of those tickets last month and had it dismissed after submitting an appeal online. Szymanski says the same was true for more than 100 erroneous tickets issued since Park Mobile launched. She also says the city has found a solution. Parking enforcers must now log onto a website and check for Park Mobile payments in real time before issuing a citation. Szymanski says the city would like to keep offering Park Mobile if it can work out the kinks. Paying the meter without a pocketful of change is clearly popular. In its first 4 months uptown, more than 3,000 people have used Park Mobile. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.